Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 19th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by OWC. Apple yesterday unveiled its latest iPad Pro, and we've learned some more details about it since then, thanks to iOS 13.4 code. Based on findings from the latest iOS 13.4 beta, we can say that all 4th generation iPad Pros will be equipped with 6GB of RAM. For the prior generation iPad Pro, only the model with 1TB of storage had 6GB of RAM. Every other model had 4GB of RAM. So what this means is that no matter which model you choose, all iPad Pro variants from this year should deliver exactly the same performance on keeping apps open in the background. As we said yesterday, this year's iPad Pro update drops the 64GB configuration from the lineup. So now you can buy the iPad Pro in 128, 256, 512, and 1TB storage options. What we have also noticed on iOS 13.4 is that the 4th generation iPad Pro features the ultra-wideband U1 chip. This was first introduced with the iPhone 11 last year, and it doesn't do a whole lot right now, aside from some improvements to AirDrop performance. But that being said, it's expected to be a major aspect of the AirTag item tracker experience. Unfortunately, we don't know much more specific details on the new A12Z chip used in the new iPad Pro, besides the fact that it has an 8-core GPU, which is up from the 7-core GPU used in the A12X processor. But we'll probably have more details once reviews and early benchmark tests about the new iPad Pro emerge. In other news, Apple has announced that Apple Card customers can skip their March payment without incurring any interest charges through a new customer assistance program. Apple and Goldman Sachs are teaming up on this effort to help people who are financially impacted by the COVID-19 outbreak. To join the Apple Card customer assistance program, you simply need to reach out to Apple Card support and request to be added. You can do this via the Wallet app on your iPhone, and once your request is approved, the Wallet app will update to show that your next Apple Card payment is due at the end of April instead of the end of March, and there's no interest penalty at all. But the important thing to keep in mind is that you have to contact Apple Card support in order to join the customer assistance program. This means that if you simply skip your March payment without contacting support, you'll still be charged interest as usual. You can find more details at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by OWC. We're teaming up with the company to give away Apple's new rack-mountable Mac Pro. Yes, that's the $6,500 rack-mountable version of Apple's new flagship Pro desktop. And OWC will also be providing the winner with 384GB of memory and an Excelsior 4M2 4TB drive. The new OWC memory for the 2019 Mac Pro and the Mac Pro Rack is available now with up to 1.5TB and a lifetime warranty. And as usual for OWC, it's priced right to save you around 65% off Apple's own factory upgrades or the other alternatives. And you can also check out the OWC Excelsior 4M2 SSD, which is also available now with up to 8TB of storage. It also offers state-of-the-art silent cooling with a Fend heat sink cover that can be used externally via Thunderbolt 3 as well. My thanks to OWC for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily, and you can visit macsales.com/9to5mac to learn more about OWC's new memory and SSD lineup, and you can check out the link in the show notes below to enter the Mac Pro Rack giveaway. Following all of our other findings in iOS 14.4, 9to5 Mac has now found evidence that Apple is working to bring new features to Apple Maps and CarPlay this year. Based on iOS 14 code, we can say that Apple Maps will soon start to show more details about Apple stores and hardware repair availability. So users will be able to check the availability of Genius Bar services at each Apple store directly from Apple Maps. This includes finding out, for example, whether a specific store offers same-day screen and battery repairs. And Apple is also expected to bring some of these features to its authorized service providers, so users can see all of the available repair options nearby. And for those who want to buy a new product, Apple Maps will also show if a specific Apple store offers device trade-in for credit. And in addition to those improvements, Apple Maps will also start to highlight places that have seating for multiple people, discounts for children, and private rooms. And for movie theaters, Apple Maps will also start to highlight theaters that have IMAX screens as well. And for CarPlay users, we have discovered that Apple will make it possible to define a custom wallpaper with CarPlay for the first time. Apple is testing this feature with the same default wallpapers from iOS 13, and they also automatically switch between light and dark versions depending on time of day. Currently, CarPlay only supports a static black background, so support for custom wallpapers will give you an added level of personalization. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a look at Apple's new lineup of Apple Watch bands and iPhone cases, which are all available in new colors. And we've also got a closer look at how cursor support works in iPadOS 13.4. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.